Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our HHU podcast. Today's edition is about the other side of student life, and with my guests, I will talk about what it's like having a part-time job while studying. Please welcome Jessica and Juliana.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
We're happy to have you here. So, Jessica and Juliana are both students at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf and have experiences with working while studying. As we all know, studying is very expensive. Students have to pay tuition fees and most of them want to be independent from their parents. So there are costs for their own flat, a car or anything else they need. Faced with these costs, a lot of students decide to work in a part-time job while studying. Now, I can imagine that it's sometimes very stressful having a part-time job. What are your experiences?
I would say it depends on the job. I started off as a waitress in a burger restaurant, and depending on how quick you are on your feet and how many guests you have, it can get really stressful. So you'll be running around from one table to the next, trying not to spill anything over your guests. So you're just kind of trying to balance everything at once. So even though this job was physically quite challenging, I think it was quite easy to incorporate it into my schedule, as I usually worked on the weekends or in the evening. I would have enough time in the day to get all of my uni work done, and then I would go for proper work in the evening. So that kind of worked out, even though it is still quite stressful to kind of get everything done at once.
All right, that doesn't sound too bad. You mentioned another quite important aspect of part-time jobs, the time. Many students struggle with their time management and don't know if they can cope with all their work for uni and their job. Can you give us some advice?
I would say it depends on the kind of job that you have. So, like I said before, if you're waitressing, you have to work in the evening, so you have to decide if that's something for you. Another job that I had to get up at 4 in the morning and be there at 5. So you can imagine that I was hella tired the whole day. So I would be done with work at 10 a.m. and then I would still go to uni. So even though I would have the whole day to be somewhat productive, so I would just be sitting in the seminar, sleeping in the lecture, and not getting anything done in the end of the day. So that wasn't optimal either. Now that I have an actual office job, it's a lot easier to kind of coordinate what kind of days I have to go to uni and have to get my uni work done, and on what days I can just go to the office, work there, and maybe, if I'm motivated enough, I will do some uni work in the evenings.
Wow, that's really interesting to hear. So, apart from earning money, having a job is very good to gain experiences for your further life. And some jobs can be quite interesting or challenging for your personality. What is it that you do in your job, Jessica?
I recently started a new job, so now I work at a flagship fashion store in Düsseldorf and went through the whole opening process of the store. It was very interesting to get an inside look on how things work behind the scenes. A big team is responsible for every single detail you could possibly imagine, so that everything is perfect, from lighting over furniture to music and so on. Since I was invited to see how everything works and get to know the team, even before the store opened, created a special environment. Activities like writing a play and performing it on stage together helped me to become confident interacting with the other team members. As the day of the great opening came near, a feeling of excitement came up in all of us. On that day, the whole store was filled with positive energy and the zest for action. Everything had to be perfect for our customers. I am very lucky to have a supportive team on my side that is trustworthy and also has trust in me. A lot of customers were happy to see the new store and go home with one or more new things to get excited about. During one shift, I walked as far as 8 miles, running around and looking for lost shoes. At the end of the day, I was very aware of what I have done throughout the day, since my feet were hurting a lot. Still, it was a mixed feeling of tiredness, happiness, and the urge to do it all again. I'm always excited to go to work, since I always get to tell funny stories about customers. It is a great counterpart to uni, and at the end of the day, I have the feeling of having fulfilled something. Anyways, I am looking forward to finishing my studies, because I know that this job would not make me happy for the rest of my life.
Thank you, that was really interesting. So, you see, there are a lot of jobs, and I'm sure that every student can find the perfect job for their personality. Now, do you have some final advice for our listeners?
I would say the most important thing is to gain as much experience as you possibly can, because the more jobs you have and the more experience you gain, the easier it is for you to know what kind of job you want to do after your studies.
All right. Thank you, Jessica and Juliana, for being here today And thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in for our next podcast.